So today's shiur is dedicated to the four shalema of a wonderful young person that needs racha mishamayim ribim, and he is by chance also a relative of mine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a four shalema to Rabbi Saul Baruch Ben Bluma Shendel, and have a riches yomim v'shonim together with his wonderful family. So this week, naturally, we will be dealing with Dinei Atzoimus and Dinei Tisha B'Av because we are approaching, and tonight is already Rosh Chodesh Av u'mematem b'simcha. We will have a shiur next week as well, and the shiur next week will be dedicated more to Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Hasbonos and preparation for the unique day, not a very happy day. Let's hope it will be a happy day, as the Novi promises, L'sosn v'l'simcho v'l'moyadim toivim. So next week we will have a shia, which will be more divrei chizuk and divrei esboinenus. And this is the very sugya we will be dealing today. So the Novi says in Perik Ches of Zechariyahu, Tzom ha-Ravi v'tzom ha-Chamishi, Tzom ha-Shvi'i v'tzom ha-Asiri, Yiyu le-Beis Yehuda le-Sosen u-le-Simcho u-le-Moyadim Toivim. And the Gemara asks, how could the same posuk relate to the very same days as Tzom and as Sason v'Simcho? Obviously, the Kash is not B'derech Pshat, because B'derech Pshat, the Novi says exactly that. These days today are days of mourning, of sorrow, of sadness, and ultimately, a time will come in which they will be transformed to days of joy and simcha. But Chazal do ask in Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Kora Litzayim veKora LeYamtev. And there's a machlokes, two different opinions. Reb Shimon Chasida says, Bizman Shein Sholem Tzayim, Bizman Sheyesh Sholem Yamtev Simcha. Rav Papa says there are three different categories. Bizman she'en sholem, tzoyim. Bizman she'yesh shmad, tzoyim. Bizman she'en shmad, tzoyim. Bizman she'yesh sholem, simcha. Bizman she'en loy shmad, veloy sholem, rotzu misanim, rotzu eina misanim. So the Gemara seems clearly to say that in a time in which it's not Shalom, but it's not a time of tragedy and of Shemad and of destruction and annihilation, it depends on the collective Rotzon of Klal Yisrael. Rotzu Misanim, Rotzu Ein Misanim. How do we define our present days? And this question is not only relevant today. How did we define the present days 1,000 years ago, or in the times of Chazal? I will need to sform Rambam Zmanim, the smaller the better, and a tour, Or Echaim, last Chelek, if possible. So the Rambam, Perek Hei, Hilchos Taniyos, seems to contradict his own language. So the Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos generally starts off in Perek Aleph by explaining that we need to understand that everything is Hashgacha, and when we suffer and when we hurt, Rav Isaacson, could I have those firm? And when we suffer and when we hurt, there's a reason for it. So Perek Hei, Hilchos Taniyos, Halacha Aleph. Could I have the old Rambam, which is right there? Right there. Left. No? Isn't that the Rambam, what you just pointed to? So the question is, how do we define present day? Would it be considered Shas Shmad or Shas Shalom? So the Rambam writes, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anem Behem Mipnei Tzores She'iru Behem Kedei La'oirer Halavavois Ulevtoyech Darkei Etshuve. And the Rambam goes on to explain the Dalet Tzoymes mentioned in the Navi, Shavuos HaBetames, Asura B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, and Tzoyim Gedalia, all associated with Churban HaBayis. And the Rambam writes, Arba'as Yemei HaTzoymes Hu Elu, Harayin Miforoshim B'Kabbalah. And he quotes the Posuk. And I think that up to Shapsa Frankel, the Loshon of the Rambam was Nahagi Kol Yisroel Lis'anois Bizmanim Elu. In the Rambam I see right before my eyes Nahagu Kol Yisroel Lis'anois Oto Davar Ani Medaber Al Hayashar. So in the Rambam that I'm just quoting from, Nahagu Kol Yisroel Bizmanim Elu Lis'anois B'Shloisha Osa Ba'odar, referring to Tanis Esther. So the Rambam seems clearly to say that the Dalet Tzoymes in our day and age are Medivrei Kabbalah, Miforoshin Bedivrei Kabbalah. But the Tur does clearly relate to the question, what is the status of Dalet Tzoymes in our time, in our age? And the Tur goes back many years, 800 years. So the Tur in Simen Tov Kuf Nun writes, Parach b'Gemara, Koralei Tzoyim v'Koralei Sasoyim, u'mishane Rav Papa, b'zman d'yikas Sholoyim v'lekas Shmad, k'gan shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Sasoyim, b'zman d'yikas Shmad v'lekas Sholoyim Tzoyim, v'hu idno, d'lekas Sholoyim v'lekas Shmad, rotzu mesanim v'rotzu ein mesanim, perush d'lekas Sholoyim, shabayit charev, ולכשמד במוקם ידוע בישראל. רוצו רוב ישראל וסכימו עליהם שלא נסענס אין מסענים. But if they decided to take upon themselves the fast, then they are obliged to do so. והוא עידנו, and in our present day, רוצו ונהגו להסענס. לפיכך אסור לפרוץ גדר, וכל שכן בדורס הלולו שבבוינסנו ישמד ואין שולם, Hilkoch hakol chayoven le'esanis medivrei Kabbalah u'metakonis neviim. So the Torah seems to be very clear. In our time, ratzu le'esanis, and therefore also lefrotz geder. So it's mashmer from the Torah that when it is dependent on the decision of Klal Yisrael, then it would be a minag. However, וכל שכן בדורס הלולו שבו ואינו עשינו יש מד ואין שולם הלקוח, הכל חיוב הנסנס מדברי קבולה ומתקונס נביאים. Would that be relevant today? Maybe not. Because the Torah does seem to indicate who idna rotsu, and therefore also lifrits together. Also lifrits together is usually a lotion that we use when we're dealing with a minag, or the Rabbonon, Kol HaPoretz Geder, Yishechenu Nochosh. The Torah says, in our days, it is a Shoshi Yeshmad. I don't know whether everybody is familiar with Matzev in the days of the Torah. The Torah's wife committed suicide, and she killed herself because of the Pachad that she will be taken into custody by the Goyim, and three family members of the tour actually took their lives. And that brought forth a major discussion and a halachic controversy. B'sha'as HaGzeira, is a person entitled to take his life if he is afraid that the Goyim will torture him and maybe by torturing him force him to violate mitzvahs or to denounce his HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his religion? And obviously the tour felt that that is a heter. So it should be no wonder when the Torah writes, Kolshkin bizmanenu, she's a shas shmad. It was a shas shmad. So what would the halacha be in our day and age? Baruch Hashem, we have many difficulties. And we have some tragic days, like today. Leil Shabbos Kodesh, three people were killed, murdered, people coming together for their simcha, and Jewish blood is shed, innocent people, tzaddikim. But we cannot define this as a shashmat. Nobody's forcing us to violate our mitzvahs. Definitely isn't a shashmat. So what would the status of the Dalet Soymis be bizman hazeh? We do find three halachas, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av and in Hilchas Taniyos, which are totally dependent on the Svara of Rav Papa. Bizman she'en sholem ve'en shmad, ratzu mis'anim, ratzu ein mis'anim. In Brochas Daf Yud Aled, there's a boy in the Gemara, whether mat emes chayev brocha. A person that's not really eating, properly eating, but rather tasting food. And it's a machlokes the Rishonim, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, whether mat emes means he just takes some food into his mouth and then he spits it out, or he actually swallows the food. But it's not really l'shem achila, it's just because he wants to taste the food and see whether you need more salt, more spices, or anything else. And the Gemara brings a raya from the heter of matemes betanis. B'shas tzoyim, when a person is in tanis, then he is entitled to taste food. So that's in the Gemara Brochas Dav Daled, also brought in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, and in Shuvas Arivash, Simaresh Pei Zayin, he explains, what is the heter of Matemes B'yomei Atzom? Because all the fast days in our day are Rotsu. They're all based on Kabbalah. V'lo kiblu aleim lahachmir b'te'im b'alma. That is the explanation of the Rivash. So obviously the Rivash maintains, and that is based on the Gemara, and from the days of the Amiruim till the days of the later Rishonim, nothing fundamentally changed, obviously. And because the Tzoymis today are based on consent, Rotsu Mis'anim, and therefore they are dependent on Ma Kiblu Aleim. However, Tisha B'Av, Matemes is also. Because Tisha B'Av is an exception, and soon we will deal, is an exception b'tzad minag, or it is an exception b'tzad ikaradin. Because going back to that very same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, b'zman sheyesh shmad tzom, b'zman sheyesh shalom simcha, Bizman she'ein shmad ve'ein shalom rotzu misanim rotzu ein misanim, and the Gemara asks, would that apply to Tisha B'Av as well? And the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av is an exception. Mepnei she'tochufu bo'itzoros, because Klal Yisrael became aware after Churban Bayis Sheni that this day is different than any other day. They understood that it isn't coincidence that both Bote and Migdish were destroyed on the very same day. And that is why they were machme yoyser b'tisha b'av. Mishum shetochofu b'itzoros. So this halacha that mat emes te'im b'alm ez mutor b'yamei tzom, explained by the Rivash, because all the fast days today are just because kiblu al atzmam, rotzu misanim, rotzu ein misanim, And therefore, if it depends on Kabbalah, they weren't mekabel to be machmir even b'te'ima. Tisha B'Av is different. And Tisha B'Av is osar afilu b'te'ima ba'alma. Tov kuf nun dalad, sif hey, we learn, uborois, umenikois, misanois, umashlimois, b'tisha B'Av, kemosha misanas umashlimas v'yom kippurim. So when women are pregnant or nursing their children, they are chayiv in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. But they're not chayiv in the other tzaymis. Why would there be a difference between the other tzaymis and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Because all the other tzaymis depend. Rotsu mesanim, rotsu ein mesanim. And they weren't mekabel al atzmon for uborois and menikois. Tov kuf nun, siv dalad. And this is a very interesting halacha. So the Shabbos before any tzom, that Amos says, machrizin bebotei knesiyos. And that was minig Ashkenaz. We're machriz in the Beis Medrash. Besides Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and Tanis Esther. These three tzaymis demand no hachroza. How does Tanis Esther come together with Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the tzaymis achamurim b'yoysa. They are the harshest of all the tzaymis. Yom Kippur is an isakrisis. Isakoras is menatayra. Tisha B'Av asuhu ki yoyim akipurim. Tanis Esther, if you don't know, is the easiest, the most lenient of all the tzaymis. Because Tanis Esther has no source in the Gemara. It was a Kabbalah and a Takon of later generations, la'acha chasimis a Talmud. We do not find Tanis Esther in the Gemara. So of all the tzaymis, Tanis Esther is hakal biyoter, Tisha B'Av v'Yom Kippur hem hachamurim biyoter. What do they have in common? So why does the Ramos say that all the tzaymis require hachroza on Shabbos before the fast day, besides Tanis Esther, Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur? So the Gros says that the hachroza in Shabbos is similar to Kabbalah's Tanis. And therefore, it is only Tanesim that depend on Kabbalah. So Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur don't depend on Kabbalah. Neither does Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther might not be some chamur, might not be a very harsh tzaim, but it doesn't command on Kabbalah. It's a tekona that Klal Yisrael was makabel yachar chasim as a talmid b'zman agoinim. But the other three tzaimis, shavosa betamis, sora betavis, tzom gedalio, rotsu mesanim, rotsu ei mesanim. And therefore, they demand hachroz. So what we learn from the Gaon is, rotsu, loy rotsu, applies only to the other three, not to Tisha B'Av. And that is also the opinion of the Pnei Yoshua, Psochim Nun Dalad Omid Beis, and the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. Obviously, their interpretation in the Gemara is, Tisha B'Av is different, Mishum Shetochavu Baitzorois. That means Tisha B'Av is a chiev, and it does not depend, Rotsu, Loi Rotsu. But here a very fundamental question arises. The difference between Bizman Sheyesh Sholom, Bizman Sheyesh Shmad, Bizman Sheyin Sholom Ve'ein Shmad is based on the Posek in Novi. So the Posek is Novi Zechariahu. And the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different. Why is Tisha B'Av different? Mishum Shetochafu Boitzoris. They only became aware of that the Acha Chorban Bayis Sheni. So this Posek refers, goes back hundreds of years before Chorban Bayis Sheni. 500 years. And it is based on the Pusuk, Rotsu Mesanim, Rotsu Ein Mesanim. So we must say one of two different interpretations. Maybe the Novi Zacharia saw Beruach Kodshoi, Uberuach Nevuah, that Tisha B'Av will be different. And Tisha B'Av is a day in which we will lose not one Beis Mikdash, but both Bota Mikdash, and therefore in advance, Mikora, the Novi excluded Tisha B'Av from the Tekon of Rotsu Mesanim, Rotsu Ein Mesanim. Or, alternatively, we would say, Tisha B'Av doesn't depend on Rotsu V'Lai Rotsu, But it is only, and he said the Rabbanon, not the Konas Nevi'im. And the Achachor Mbahisheni, Anshe Knesset Sagdoila, Gedoila Tanomor Metaken, Tisha B'Av is a Chiv. The others depend on different times, on changing times, but Tisha B'Av is an exception. Lo Mitzad Konas Nevi'im, Elo Mitzad Isser the Rabbanon Bedoilisha Achareyem. So we did bring three sources in Shulchan Aruch in which we do differentiate between Tisha B'Av and the other three tzaymes, based on the assumption that the other three are Mekoyach Kabbalah. Rotzo Mesalim, Rotzo Ein Mesalim, Tisha B'Av is an exception, and that is a Takona. Either Takonas Nevi'im, in accordance to the Pnei Yeshua, but that would be a Taima, because the Chumra of Tisha B'Av was only obvious after Chorban Bayis Sheni, and the Takon of Rotzu Veloy Rotzu goes back to days pre-Chorban Bayis Rishon, B'divrei Hanovi Zechariyo. So the Rambam seems to make very clear that all the Dalet Soymas have the same basic rules, the Rambam that we just read before in Perekei Melechos Taniyos. And obviously, that seems to be clear in the Pasuk as well, because the Navi speaks about Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, V'Tzoma Asiri. Revi'i is Shavos HaBetames, Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, Shvi'i is Tzoyim Gedalia, and Asiri is Asora B'Tevis. And all are basically the same. So when did Tisha B'Av become different? Obviously, L'Yachar Chorban Bayis Sheni, and that is in a far later generation. So, we find an interesting assumption B'divrei HaRishonim. At the two ends of the spectrum, but the basic assumption is the same. So today, Tisha B'Av is similar to Yom Kippur in many halachas, contrary to the other three tzaymes that are associated with Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Only Tisha B'Av is Me'erev Ad Erev. We start the fast Ben Hashmoshes till the other day Tzeis HaKechovim. The other three tzaymes are only Me'alois HaShachar. Only Tisha B'Av, we have an Isser of Chamishu Inuyim, not only Achila V'Shtiyah. The other tzaymes are only Achila V'Shtiyah. Only Tisha B'Av we learn Lo Yoshit Etzboi B'Mayim. Other tzaymes, person could shower, person could wash. However, in Divrei Hanavi Mashma, that all these four tzaymes are basically the same. Ubenishim Achas, the Navi refers to Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shviv, Tzayim Asiri. So Taisvis, in Megillat Daf Hayom Beis, maintains that originally, Mitzat Konas Anavim, all the tzaymes were the same. And they all were also B'chamishu Inuyim, and they all started from Bein HaShemoshes. It is only when there was Zoicha to Bayis Sheni that they were Mekel Yoisel B'Shar Atzoymes. Then Amban and Torah saw them as a totally different approach. But he does agree with Tosis that originally, Mitzat Konas Anavim, all the Tzoymes are the same. And one is not different than the other. And Tisha B'Av is just like Tzoyim Gedalia. But according to the Ramban, it's the other way around. The Nevi'im were metaken only fasting. Kaloshan HaPosek, Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, V'Tzoma Asiri. All the other chumis were put into place La'achar Churban Bayis Sheni, when they saw that this day is different. This day is unique. And this is a day of tragedy and of suffering, and that is when they were Machmeh B'Tisha B'Av Yoseh M'Shar HaTzoymes. So both the Ramban and the Tosfos agree that fundamentally, Mitzat Konas Anavim, they're all the same. So it would be unlikely, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, to say that Achatchil and the Anavim made Tisha B'Av an exception. And only regarding the other Tzoymes, we say, Rotzu Mesanim, Rotzu Ein Misanim. So going back hundreds of years, we find many tshuvis regarding Tisha B'Av in the times of epidemics. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet quotes a discussion about cholera. Cholera was a very common epidemic in Europe, and many Sfarim deal with the question, do we fast on Tisha B'Av or even on Yom Kippur? And there's a very famous story which I wrote about in my Sfarim. It is told that the Rebbe Yisrael Salanter on Yom Kippur rise to the Bima, and he made a brocha b'nei min hamazonos, and he ate, and he paskened that everybody should go home and eat. And the Rosh Beis Din in that time in Vilna was Rebbe Tzalel HaKohen. He was 40 years older than Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, and he was very angry at the courage of Rebbe Yisrael Salanter to get up in public and do such an act. And he said, it's not al pi halacha. So we won't discuss this at length today, maybe at some other opportunity. And I wrote about this in various different places in my Sforum. We do find in Tshuvas HaRamatz, Simen Lamites, dealing with this very same question. And he says, even regarding Tisha B'Av, it is only Rotsu. And it's not mistaver that the rotzo misanim, even when there is a remote chashash of pikuach nefesh, and therefore he is makel in the time of an outbreak of an epidemic outbreak, to be makel that everyone should eat and they should be stronger and more immune to be affected by the disease. So how do we sum this all up? Are the Dalet Simis today merely a minag, especially Tisha B'Av? Because we argue that Tisha B'Av is essentially similar to the other Simis. There is no fundamental difference between Tisha B'Av and the others. Lo mitzat konas anavim. No. I do think that the Simis do have a chumrah of tkonas anavim. And I want to make two comments, two sforas, and they're different. At least the nuances and the hedgeishim. One is, we do find in different sources that an issa d'rabbonin sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah is chomer than an issa d'rabbonin she'ein lo ikar min ha-Torah. And maybe the same basic understanding would apply to an issa d'rabbonin sheyesh lo ikar b'divrei kabbalah is chomer than an issa d'rabbonin she'ein ikroi m'divrei kabbalah. So the tzoymes are divrei kabbalah. They are tekunas nevi'im. And even though the Nevi'im said, Rotzo Mesanim, Rotzo Shehein Mesanim, but Liacha Chorben Bayesheni, Chachomer Mur Metaken, Tisha B'Av as a Chiyuv. So it's an Issa D'Rabbonon, but it's an Issa Chomer, because it's an Issa D'Rabbonon, Sheyeshlo, Ikar, not Min HaTorah, but Ikroi Medivrei Kabbalah. But I want to make another comment, which I feel very strongly. That was Me'ikora Tkones HaNevi'im. Then the Nevi'im said, it's for Klal Yisrael and coming generations to decide. But if they will decide to fast, then that fast is Tkones HaNevi'im as well. The Nevi'im were Metaken Dalet Tzoymes with a condition, with a stipulation. Klal Yisrael and coming generations will have the authority to say, times have changed, and we want to make away with the tzayim, and they will have the authority to do so. But if they decide, no, even in our times, it is fitting to fast, then that, once again, has the chumrah and the validity and the authority of Tkonas HaNevi'im. It is not that the Nevi'im or Metaken, we fast right here and now, and from now on throughout the ages, it's totally dependent on Klal Yisrael, and we have nothing to say. No. Lenetzach, for eternity, these Dalet Tzoymes are Divrei Nevi'im and Divrei Kabbalah. However, the Nevi'im gave the authority to Klal Yisrael to decide differently. And if times will change, Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Simcha, even when it's neither Sholem nor Shemad, Rotzo Mesanim, Rotzo Eim Mesanim, Avelim Echlitu Shemesanim, once again it goes back to Tkonas HaNevi'im, Kach Nera Lecha Oire Lani Ezdaiti. How do we define b'zman she'ein shalom? Two different opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi says, b'zman she'ein shalom, ein shmad, ve'ein shalom. Rotzo mesanem, rotzo she'em mesanem. Rashi says, b'zman she'ein shalom, she'yad agoyim tkifo oleinu. Bizman sheyesh shalom, bizman she'ein yad nochrim tkifo oleinu. And in the opinion of Rashi, we find the Ran and the Meiri. But that's a big chiddush, because that is to say, bizman sheyesh shalom, ein yad nochrim tkifo oleinu, sosoin v'simcho, we still don't have a beis midrash. Aren't we supposed to mourn Siluk HaShchina and Chorban HaBayis because we're having a good time and Ein Yad Nochrim Tkifo Aleinu? So I think Rashi Shetosoi, Rashi says, Bizman Sheyesh Sholoim Sosoin, goes back to Megillas Tanis. We shouldn't fast and we shouldn't be maspid, but it's not Sosoin V'Simcho V'Yomtev Kalosh El Hanavi. Most of the Rishonim follow in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Chananel, and that is Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Magad Mishnah, Perikei Metanios, and the Tur. And the Tur, and all the others say, Bizman Sheyesh Sholem, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Bonui. That makes a lot of sense. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, Sosoin V'Simcho, V'yomim toivim, when we have destruction and tragedy and gzeiras shmad, then chiyuv tzom medivrei neviim bezman shein sholem ve'ein shmad rotzu mesanim rotzu ein mesanim. So going back to the lashon of the tour, parach b'gemara korah leitzoyim v'korah leisosoyim u'mishana rav popa bezman deikas sholem ve'lekas shmad kigan shebeis hamikdash kayim. And that is the opinion of the majority of Rishonim. Beroisham, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Magid Mishnah, up to the Tur. According to their interpretation, our time, well, according to Rashi, at least in Etz Yisrael, Ein Yad Nochrim Tkifo Aleinu. We are an independent nation. We have our own land. Ein Yad Nochrim Tkifo Aleinu. According to Rashi, that would be Bizman Sheyesh Sholem. However, we have many difficulties, and we are shedding blood, and we are in grave danger in Israel and throughout the world. So I don't know what the situation would be according to Rashi, but according to the Tur, and most of the Rishonim, this definitely would not be defined as Zman Sheyesh Sholem, because according to the Tur and most of the Poskim, Zman Sheyesh Sholem is Kishabeis HaMikdash Kayim. So we once again go back to the definition, the criteria, Bizman She'ein Sholem, Ve'ein Shmad, Rotzu Mesanim, Rotzu She'ein Mesanim, and the Torah says, Rotzu V'Kiblu Aleihem. Another comment I want to make. I think Rotzu Mesanim, Rotzu She'ein Mesanim is not forever. And this authority is not given to each and every generation, Ad Bias HaGoyel. In my humble opinion, Rotzo V'loi Rotzo stops by Chasimas HaTalmud. And this is a very fundamental Yisoid I spoke about many times. So the first of Gedoyl Yisrael to make this observation was the Chazon Ish. Three times in Shas, Chazal say, Shit Alfin Shnin Havi Alma. The world in its present form will exist 6,000 years. Alpaim shnois toyo, alpaim shnois toyro, alpaim shnois yemois hamoshiach. So the Chazon Ish deals with the question that the Rashba and the Rambam deal with about Chai Treifus. Chazal seem to say that Treifus can't live more than 12 months, and therefore Chai Treifus have a din of a Treifa. And the Rambam and the Tur both were aware in their time, going back almost 1,000 years, that some of the Chai Treifus could live far more than 12 months. and there are other ailments and illnesses and diseases and blemishes which are not included in the Chai Treifis, and they are, you know, there is no life expectancy at all. So how do we understand Chazal's assumption according to what we know, not today, but even 900 years ago? And the Rambam and the Rashba have two different approaches. So the Chazon Ish says that DNA treifas were determined for eternity in Alpayim Shnei's Torah, which coincides with Chasimus HaTalmud. And Chazal observed in their time the Chai Treifas. This is what they concluded, and this is Halacha for eternity. And I wrote in various tshuvas, I think this is a fundamental principle far beyond DNA Treifas. And it dictates most of the fundamental halachas l'doiras olam. As an example, Zman Kriya Shema. So the very first sugi in Shas speaks about Zman Kimas Malachim. When the kings and the princes get up in the morning, that is Zman Kriya Shema. So one of our gedolim, 100 years ago, a little bit less than that, writes in a tshuva, I don't want to say who it is because I think it would detract from his kavod, and he really was a great gadol. But he writes, maybe we should make a poll and check with the malachim when they get up in the morning, and maybe Zman Kriya Shema would be different than Gimel Shoyes, Machlokes Magen Avraham, and the Gra, Gimel Shoyes, from Netzach Hamor, from Alois HaShachar. But we have to check when the malachim get up. Well, if we'll check that today, I'm afraid, we could have another few hours to sleep before saying Kriya Shema in the morning. Because Malachim today aren't very busy. David HaMelech got up Chatzos Laila. He had really things of state, you know, to take care of. Kings and princes today, they only need to work by night. They go from one ceremony to the other, from one ball to the other. They could get up late in the morning, nothing is going to happen. So to me, it's a milsa de pshita, and no. You don't check every generation's Zman Kimas Malachim. It was upon Chazal to check in their time. And when Chazal determines Zman Kriya Shema, that is L'doiras Olam. And that is, to me, a most fundamental principle in Halacha. And it deals with all the contradictions we seemingly have between sciences and Halacha. Halachic reality is not scientific reality. It wasn't meant to be. It cannot be. They are by their very nature contradictions, because science is constantly evolving. And that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Some of us forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is the Noisan HaTorah, he is also the creator of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that man will never really know everything there is to know about the laws of nature. So science evolves. Halacha is fixed. That is the nature of his halacha. It is transmitted from one generation to the other. So to me it is clear. Halachic reality was determined by Alpayim Shnois Torah. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chazal, look around, observe the world. And the way the world manifests itself in your eyes, that will be for eternity halachic reality. So that is the fundamental principle of Alpayim Shnois Torah. So I follow in the footsteps of the Chazon Ish, but I broaden the scope of this idea, P.L.F. The Chazon Ish deals with the limited Shaila of Treifas, and I think that is a fundamental Yisod dictating most of the Halachas in Torah. And my feeling is also, when the Nevi'im said, Rotzu Mis'anim, Rotzu She'ena Mis'anim, no. It doesn't mean every generation, and in every little town, and in every city that a bonum will come together, decide, will we fast or not? And this halacha was determined, as many others, Alpayim Shnois Torah. The Chazon Ish says Alpayim Shnois Torah coincide with Chasimus HaTalmid. I think it coincides with Chasimus HaMishnah. But it's not a fundamental contradiction, because Shnei HaTalmudim are commentary. And the basic halachas and yesoides and tekonas and gzeres were all instituted bizman ha-mishnah. And I think historically, our Paim Shnoi Stoda coincides with Sof Tkufis HaMishnah and not Sof Tkufis HaTalmid. So that is why, the way I understand, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Shienim Misanim. And therefore, B'Shaas Chasimus HaTalmid, Rotsu Misanim, and that is fixed Ledoides. What I say does not entirely fit in with the Tur, because the Tur says, Hu Idne Rotsu V'Misanim, the culture, Kimbis Menenu, that is Shas Shmad, but I don't think it's a stira. And I think when the Torah says, Hu Idno Rotsu, it doesn't mean in his generation. He means Hu Idno Leachar Chasimas HaTalmid. And that is the Minig Bekolo Oilam Kuloi. Another very fundamental diuk that I have in the Torah. So the lesson of the Torah, and I didn't see anybody noticing this, but it's a tremendous diuk. Rotsu roiv Yisroel ve'eskimu aleihem sheloi le'esanoi sein mesanim. Rotsu roiv atzibur mesanim. Rotsu roiv Yisroel ve'eskimu sheloi le'esanoi sein mesanim. Rotsu roiv atzibur mesanim. Does roiv atzibur mean roiv Yisroel? To me, it's very obvious. He uses two different definitions. And I think, Sheloy le'esanois, we need the consent of Roiv Yisroel. However, if Roiv Yisroel decided Sheloy le'esanois, and times have changed, tragedy is back, Dai beroiv atzibur sheachlitu le'esanois. So to be machmir, we don't need Roiv Yisroel. Roiv atzibur in any given country or kehila is enough. But to be meikel, and say, we are not going to fast, we need Roiv Yisroel. Which would mean Roiv Chachm Yisroel, Bekol Mekoymois, Moishvoi Zayin. That would be my understanding. So let us deal with a few Shailas Halochan HaMaisa, Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Be'oisei Hu'inyan. So I brought a few halochas in which the Poiskim are Meikel, and the Kedmoinim say, because Rotsu, ולא קיבלו עליהם איבורויס מניקויס. רב שמעון זלמן once said that doctors and nurses in active duty in hospitals don't have to fast because מסתבר שלא קיבלו על עצמם להסענויס when you need to care for the ill, for the desperate, for the sick, and sometimes it might even be a remote ביקוח נפש. I think that's a big chiddush. What we find in Gemara and the Rishonim, we could say lo kiblu al atzmam. To add on, it's a guess, a good guess, but it still is a guess. But I do think, I agree with the psak. And I was in the hospital, Shavuos HaBetanis, visiting in oncology, and there was a nurse that need to care for a patient, and she said she just needs to break the tzoim, and I thought that's terribly wrong. A nurse working in an oncology department doesn't have to fast. And that definitely is because anybody in a department of that nature is a chole sheyesh b'sekana. And Choyle Shesh B'Sekona Oysen Lekol Tzorachov. And even as comfort is defined as Pikuach Nefesh, and it's Solos Nefoshes. So I do agree with the Psak of Reb Shem Zalman. But not because we need to guess and assume that Loi Kibro Olatzim. No, it has nothing to do with Rotsu and Loi Rotsu. Even it would be Tekonos Neviim. This defects, even in a remote way, Pikuach Nefesh, the comfort of people that are Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, and even in a different department, when not most of the patients are Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. But Achoyle is Potem Mitzoyim even B'Tisha B'Av. And I feel that Achoyle U'Misham Shav probably are Potem. Because if it's the need of the Choyle, probably the people that are taking care of the Choyle, I wouldn't go as far as to say they're potum in itself entirely, but if it affects the way they treat their patients, and there might even remotely be an effect of pikuach nefesh, then they definitely shouldn't fast. Is there a room to be makel for monetary loss? So I've asked many times people that work, and some of them work in manual labor, and people in Chutz La'aretz work for non-Jewish employers. So what do they do on Tisha B'Av? If he will work, he won't be able to fast. Does he have a heter to eat? So the Moshe deals with this question. Negris Moshe, Chelik Dal, Zemin Kuf Yudalid. So my psak is, go to work. And if you feel you just can't without eating and drinking, then eat and drink, because you're no different than any other person. If you reach an extreme case, not only chulsha, but if it's more extreme, then you could eat, you could break the fast. But I don't see a heter l'chatchila eating and drinking because you have to go to work. No, I don't see any mukam l'hokel ad kedei kach. However, I said many times, soldiers that are in active duty, they cannot wait till they will feel weak. No. Your reflexes are blurred and affected far earlier than you feel it. And therefore, soldiers that are in active duty are not allowed to fast at all, not only other tzaymes, Tisha B'Av as well. So we dealt with various different shailas regarding Dinei Hatzoyim, and only very briefly. So the very first Nevuah that we find in Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah Novi was the Novi, Ani HaGever, Ro Oni B'Shevet Evrosoi, Yirmiyah laments in Megillas Echo. And his very first revelation, his very first Nevuah was, Kodesh Baruch Hu asks him, Ma Atu Roya? And he says, Makel Shoked Ani Roya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zelech Huayz, Ki Shoked Ani Ala Devori. And I will bring destruction. And the Yerushalmi in Masechet Tana says, what is the remez of Shoked? Zman Chanota Shal Shoked Amar Chof Alef Yoyim. And that is Keneged Chof Alef Yoyim Shebein Shavosa Betamiz and Tisha B'Av. That is the remez of Makel Shoked. And my feeling is, maybe this remez of Makel Shoked has a different interpretation as well. Because we learn in Mises, and it's also brought in Chul and Daf Chof Hei, that Shkedim, Tchilos and Morim, Besoifam, Mosoik. Contrary to Moror, that's Tchilosoi, Mosoik, Besoifam, Mar, Shkedim, are Tchilosoi, Mar, Besoifam, Mosoik. And that is a remez to the Soid of Geula. V'shuv pa'machas hoya oylen li'Yerushalayim v'ro shu'al yoytzim ha'beis kodesh ha'kudeshim etchilu heim boichim v'rebeki v'metzachik. Lamu atem boichim. And they says, how could we not cry? Mokim shekosova v'azara korov yumas v'yachshav shu'alim holchu bo. And the Bekiva responds, and he says, l'kach ani metzachik. L'kach ani metzachik. What brings them to tears and to crying brings Rebbe Kiva to Simcha, because Rebbe Kiva knows the side that the Maharal teaches us, the Feres HaGa'ula is always dependent on Oymek HaGolus. And the more tragic the Golus, the more magnificent the Ga'ula will be. And that is a law of Anhogas Oylem. So Rebbe Kiva says, when I see in what a tragic way the Nevuah of Oriya manifests itself. Mokim shekusav bo vazar akur of yumas v'achshav shualim hilchu bo. I see how great, how glorious, and how magnificent will be the Geula Asid. And many times I say that that is the minig Ashkenaz. We say many kinnis sitting on the floor, k'minig avelim, and then we rise, and the very last kinnah we say while standing. And we say, Eli Tzion ve'oreo kamo isho bitzureo. So why do we get up? So after the kinnis, after crying and lamenting and saying kinnis, we express our emuna and betochen that the Tsar of Golus is in a way similar to the cave, the pain of labor, of tzirei leida. No one that's sitting right here really knows what it feels like, but we could have some idea. Most of us have children, and we know what it's about. Haloi shomato im lo yodato. And yes, it hurts, it's painful, but woe to the woman that never felt tzirei leida. And that is a dream of every woman and every ishu b'yisrael. So we rise and we say, Elitzion ve'oreo, kemo isho b'tzoreo. Those are the pains of Golos. But out of those pains comes life. And that is our future. And that is new life. So we say, Elitzion ve'oreo, kemo isho b'tzoreo. And we believe that the Oiris HaGa'ula are misnoitzitz mitoich cheshkas HaGolos. And that was the simcha of Rabbi Kiva. So we should be zoicha bekorah b'yameinu, korah alay moyed. And as the posuk says, the posuk we started today's shiur, tzom ravi v'tzom ha-chamishi, tzom ha-shvi v'tzom ha-siyur, riyu le-beis Yehuda, le-sosoin, ule-simcho, ule-moyedim toivim be-bias moshiach tzidkenu, be-binye beis ha-migdosh, b'meiru v'yameinu, amen. I am a bal simcha today. And Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha just a few days ago to see the new sefer, which I mentioned many times in the past few months. So the Mincha Sosha and Amuna VeBetochen came out. So I said in my kodel and in my shul, I don't know how a person feels when his 27th son is born. It's an uncommon feeling, and I'm very far from there. But this is Baruch Hashem, my 27th Sefer, besides many, many Kuntresim and other publications. But this Sefer is very precious to me. And at the beginning of the Sefer, I quoted the Rambam. Yokor be'einai lelameid, ikar me'ikrei hu emuna, yoyser me'kol asher alamdehu. So the Rambam was the greatest teacher of the Rishonim. He was the only one that summarized and codified Kol HaTorah Kulo in the Mishnah Torah. He was the greatest of the Jewish philosophers. He wrote the Perush HaMishnah. Many others for him in letters. And he writes, it's more precious to me to teach Ikor Me'ikrei HaAmuna Yoisa Me'kol HaSher Alamdehu. So this Sefer on Amuna VeBetochen is very precious to me. And I hope that many people will have a lot of chizuk, because there are many very choshev rayonis and ideas in this very unique sefer l'amuna v'betochen. So I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus, and some of the svarim are here. And we also have a shir that I gave on the sugya of kamtza and bar kamtza. So everybody learns the sugya of kamtza, bar kamtza, Tisha B'Av. I think you could have some very interesting insight and machshavas on this sugya. So we should share many divrei Torah, and we should be zoicha that these days should be transformed le sosoin ve le simcha ve le moyadim toivim bemheru v'yomeinu amen.